This August, the Summer Olympics will bring up to 500,000 tourists to Rio de Janeiro. It's one of the hotspots of the Zika outbreak. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that pregnant women should stay away and others should take precautions. A few athletes have said they'll skip the events because of the virus. University of Ottawa Professor of Population Health, Amir Adaran, suggests a bolder move in the Harvard Public Health Review, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You are calling for the Summer Games to either be postponed or moved to venues in other countries, London, Beijing, Sydney. Why?
Because the risk of spreading Zika outside of Brazil and to other places, which is already happening, but considerably accelerating it because of these 500,000 people coming and going, is simply too great to bear. What we know from Brazil's devastating outbreak is that it began with a single infected person who brought the virus to South America. One person has caused this conflagration. Does it really make sense to send a 500,000 people into Rio, which is, to be very clear, not the fringes of the outbreak, it's the heart of the outbreak? Rio de Janeiro State has more Zika cases than anywhere else in the country. Doesn't make sense.
Are you measuring the risk of contracting Zika against a compelling need to be there for the Olympic Games? Or are you saying, look, it's only a sports festival, who cares?
Well, I care about it greatly, and this is very hard for me because I do love the Olympics, and my wife is Brazilian. But is it, at the end of the day, sensible to run the risk of a global epidemic of, let's face it, brain-damaged babies, when that could be avoided by simply postponing the Games or moving them elsewhere? No one is saying cancel the Games. What I'm saying is, can we have some delayed gratification so that we minimize the global health risk? This is not a question of worrying about whether individual athletes get sick or individual tourists. For any of those individuals, the risk is quite low. But when you multiply it by 500,000, the odds are extremely high that somebody will take the disease elsewhere and seed a new outbreak.
I understand that the Olympic Games are almost unique in the number of people from the number of places who converge on one city for a couple of weeks. But wouldn't it also be logical, from your caution, that no one should travel to Rio de Janeiro? There's no reason for anyone to go there and risk a trip there.
Well, we can't fall into the trap of being extremist. And we have to be practical that people in Rio have lives and need to get on with them, and they'll need to travel. It would be completely inappropriate, totalitarian even, to say nobody may enter or exit. But do we really need to accelerate the entry and exit by 500,000 people for games? Is it a game that these children are born with brain damage?
We speak of the Summer Games, but actually in the Southern Hemisphere, when they're taking place, it'll be winter. And some people say mosquitoes just won't be that much of a problem because it's not their season.
There's no doubt that mosquitoes will decline in Rio's winter, but they're not going to decline to the point that the disease vanishes. Other mosquito-transmitted diseases like dengue fever persist through the winter in Rio, and Zika will too, because it's transmitted by the same mosquito. But here's the bigger problem. In Rio this year, insect-transmitted disease is up 600% over the same period last year. Why did it go up 600% when there are mosquito control efforts? That proves the efforts aren't working as one would have liked. And even if the mosquito-borne diseases do go down over winter, they're coming down from a level that's six times higher than normal. That's a problem, because they probably won't hit as low as you need them to.
Amir Adaran, professor of law and medicine at the University of Ottawa, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.